This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Former Colorado Rockies baseball star Todd Helton, with the nonprofit RIP Medical Debt, has paid more than $10 million to eliminate the medical debt for his fellow Coloradans. Helton, who played his entire 17-year Major League Baseball career with the Rockies before retiring in 2013, decided to help people with medical debt after seeing his friend and college classmate Ryan Jumonville do the same. Helton said, "My good friend Ryan Jumonville recently took care of $100 million in medical debt for the people in his home state of Florida. I was inspired and wanted to do something similar for the people of Colorado." Helton teamed up with RIP Medical Debt, an organization that buys debt from hospitals and debt collectors in bulk and at a steep discount. Beneficiaries don't have to do anything. They simply receive a letter in the mail that their medical debt has been paid. RIP Medical Debt CEO Allison Sesso said, "Medical debt is not only a financial burden, it also creates enormous mental health strain on patients and their families. Medical debt prevents people from seeking further care and is a social determinant of health, meaning having debt undermines one's wellness. We're grateful to Todd and Ryan for lifting up this critical issue and directly helping Coloradans who need it most." The power of predators illustrates how wolves helped to restore a Yellowstone National Park ecosystem. Doug Smith, the former director of the Yellowstone Wolf Recovery Project and current National Park Service wildlife biologist, says, "Wolves are to Yellowstone what water is to the Everglades." That sentiment is evident in a recent study highlighting the predator's slow yet steady role in bringing an ecosystem back into balance, all the way down the food chain from elk populations to plants. Researchers found that willow tree volume increased by 1,500% over the span of 20 years, spurred by the reintroduction of wolves to Yellowstone National Park in 1995. As willow is a common food source for elk, and elk are a primary food source for wolves, more wolves means fewer elk and more willow trees. Lead study author William Ripple said, "Our findings emphasize the power of predators as ecosystem architects." Ripple noted the importance of abundant willow as a vital food resource and habitat for birds and other animal species, saying, "The restoration of wolves and other large predators has transformed parts of Yellowstone, benefiting not only willows but other woody species like aspen, alder, and berry-producing shrubs. It's a compelling reminder of how predators, prey, and plants are interconnected in nature," Ripple says. And with the restoration of willow and other woody species, riparian areas, wetlands, stream banks, and more have provided habitat for many other species of animals and birds, amphibians, and reptiles to bring a better balance of the ecosystem overall. Did you know adult clams, mussels, and oysters can filter up to 50 gallons of water per day, removing impurities from the water? But if the water becomes too toxic, they will close their shells up and ride it out until water quality improves. That water filtration function is being put to practical use for human water quality. The city of Warsaw, Poland, uses 8 mollusks, specifically mussels, with sensors that are hot glued to their shells to monitor and automatically shut off the city water supply if the shellfish detect poor water quality. When water quality drops, the mussels close their shells, tripping the sensors and alerting control computers. When 4 of 8 mussels close their shells, the control system automatically shuts off the water supply to the city. Mussels are employed for 3 months before being put back into the wild, and more than 50 water plants around Poland employ this same technique, using shellfish for human water quality control. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.